You're listening to WBGO at 88.3 FM and WBGO.org. And our guest today on Midday Jazz is an extraordinarily gifted artist. She is a pianist, vocalist, composer, arranger. She's a producer and a multi-Grammy nominee and a winner of a Grammy Award, among many other awards. And she is known and loved all around the world for her music and for her mastery of not only jazz, but also the music of her native Brazil and European classical music. And we are so pleased to have her with us today at WBGO, Miss Eliane Elias. Welcome, Eliane.
Thank you so much, Rhonda. I'm really happy to be here with you today.
And you are also joined by your husband, the great bassist Mark Johnson. And we just heard you together perform an absolutely beautiful tune, A House Is Not a Home. I've always loved that song.
Oh, thank you. We love that song too.
Yes, such a touching, you know, rendition. It's so emotional,
well,
I think, listening to that song. And you and Mark, among others, will be in concert tonight and tomorrow night at the Rose Theater at Jazz at Lincoln Center. And part of your presentation will be a tribute to Bill Evans.
That's correct. That is right.
And that's a song that you really feel is in the spirit of Bill Evans, you were telling me.
I do feel it is, but I also know that Bill Evans recorded it in one of his CDs, one of his albums. And I always loved the song. And when I recorded it as a duet with Mark, and we had some strings, and I thought this would be something beautiful.
Yes. Well, you also recorded with Mark an album that was a tribute to Bill Evans called Something for You. And this is really a remarkable story how this recording came together, because as far as an influence, Bill Evans was one of your earliest influences, right?
Absolutely, yes. He was a very big influence in my early days, and really defined my approach, you know, to harmony and, you know, to the sonority of piano, and also the approach of trio playing, the conversational trio playing, and the dialogue, you know, between the piano, the bass, and the drums.
And you had a chance to see him in Brazil, was it, when you were a teenager?
That's right. I had the chance to see him. I was 15 years old, and he was playing at the Municipal Theater in São Paulo, and it was really a beautiful experience.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember who was in that particular trio?
I do. It was Eddie Gomes and Martin Morel.
Yes. And Eddie Gomes ultimately became instrumental in you coming to the States.
That's true. You know everything, Rhonda, don't you?
No, I'm trying to find out from you.
You know. Yes, you know, I met Eddie Gomes before I moved to New York. I went to Europe and went to some of the major capitals, you know, to see where I wanted to be, although my dream was always New York. And I met Eddie Gomes in Paris, and we had a chance to play together after one of his shows. And he gave me his phone number and said, you must come to New York. But I already had my mind made up. So it was that last drop of water in the glass, you know, and I then moved.
Yeah, that little push to get
yes.
you to come here.
Yes.
And we're so happy that you did. And again, we're happy to have you here and Mark Johnson. And Mark actually worked with Bill Evans. He was in the last trio that Evans led.
Yes, yes. You know, Mark was really adored by Bill. I mean, I have heard so many interviews, if I may say this, that, you know, Mark was really his favorite player, mm-hmm. bass player. And the trio with Joe LaBarbera had such an impact in Bill's music that he referred to it as something, as a trio that to him was the one that was closest to the first trio, the trio with Scott LaFaro. Mm-hmm. And I am so fortunate, so honored to be presenting this tribute tonight and tomorrow night with Bill Evans' last trio, with Mark Johnson on bass and Joe LaBarbera on drums, is really something very touching to me.
Well, to be able to play with Mark and Joe LaBarbera, and having heard Bill Evans and been inspired by him when you were such a young person, it must give you chills to be in that setting.
It sure does. It really, it's quite emotional, yes. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. It's a great experience. And then it swings so hard and it feels so good, you know, and it's beautiful, the interplay and the players that they are, and the spirit of the music is there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Mark, another bassist that Bill Evans loved was Scott LaFaro, who tragically died at a very young age. But you actually had the opportunity on the recording to play LaFaro's bass.
That's right.
How did that come about?
Well, I was in Barry Goldstein's shop we were talking about the project, and he said, well, I have Scott's bass. Would you like to use it for the recording? I said, oh, my goodness. So that's how it happened. And he sent the bass over, we played. We played a couple tunes with it. Whenever you're playing somebody else's bass, it's not your own. It's a little daunting, but it's a beautiful instrument. It still had that wonderful long sustain and incredible tone, you know, that you remember from the recordings. And it was really a joy and something very special to have that on one or two of the tracks. Mm-hmm.
And also, some of the music on this recording, Eliani, is music that had previously been unrecorded by Bill Evans, some music that he gave you on a tape, Mark, is that right?
Well, yes.
The tape, yeah. I got a handful of cassette tapes right before Bill passed away, and I kind of put them in the closet and didn't think about them for years. And then one day we were searching through things, and I pulled them out. And we listened to them, and there were these songs on there that Bill had played, was in the middle of composing or had composed, and he just put them down on a recording. And so we looked those over, and Eliani transcribed them all. And of those, we chose one or two to put on the album. And this one that we'll be playing at Rose Theater is called Here's Something for You. It was incomplete, and Eliani finished it. And we'll be presenting that on the concert. Mm-hmm.
And in addition to playing music of Bill Evans, you're also going to be playing some of the music from your album Made in Brazil, right, Eliani, which was a celebration of 50 years of Bossa Nova.
Yes, we're going to do music from Made in Brazil, as well as music from Dance of Time, which is a newer one.
Yes.
And, of course, some of the classics, some of the Jobim music. So we'll touch Brazil very nicely there.
Okay, I'm sure you will. We're talking with Eliani Elias and Mark Johnson. They are our guests today on Midday Jazz, and we've got more music from them coming up a little later on in the program. So I hope you'll stay with us. WBGO 88.3 FM and WBGO.org.
Thank you.
Liana Elias at the piano and Mark Johnson on bass with a swinging rendition of You and the Night and the Music. Just the duo, so I can imagine what the music's going to sound like when you add drummer Joe LaBarbera performing tonight and tomorrow night at the Rose Theater at Jazz at Lincoln Center. It's going to be a very special evening. Eliane Elias from Bill Evans to Brazil. And we're so happy to have Eliane and Mark as our guests today on Midday Jazz. We thank you so much for coming in. And, you know, as we sit here together, Eliane, I am reminded of what I believe was the first interview we did together, because you came to New York in, what, 1982, right?
81.
1981. Okay, so it had to be sometime in the early 80s, I think, because I started at BGO at 1979.
Oh my.
And we did a TV show together that I was hosting back then. It was called Brazil, New York.
That's...
And you were one of our first
that's
guests. You remember
true.
That now?
Now I remember that. Wow.
Yes. Yes.
Look at that.
And that was a lot of fun because that was an opportunity for me to learn a lot about not only Brazilian music, but about the culture, because we did shows on food and we did shows with the director, Hector Bibenco. I did a show with Sonia Braga.
Wow.
And we did a show about dance and about, you know, the religion. And it was just that's a fabulous experience for me.
Wow, how wonderful. I remember that. How
yes.
fantastic.
Yes.
So we go back a few decades,
yes,
don't we?
Yes, we go back a few decades. We won't say exactly how many, but it's been a while. Yeah. But, you know, I was looking at your latest album, Dance of Time, which reminds us, you know, how fast the time goes by. And you really, you know, decided to take a look back on this recording and feature some of the musicians who were important to you during the years that you were coming up in your early career. What made you decide to do a project like this now?
Well, you know, it happened that we are celebrating 100 years of samba. And I was in Brazil. And the ideas came to record there again because I had recorded Made in Brazil there. And I was around, you know, that environment and hearing the celebrations of samba. But also the idea of having Toquinho, who was my first, you know, employer, with whom I toured for 3 years with Vinicius de Moraes. And through them, I met Antonio Carlos Jobim. Having him on the record, having João Bosco, and having Hamilton Godoy, who was my piano teacher, my mentor, and then expanding into having Mike Manieri and Randy Brecker and Mark Kibble here in the United States. It just would tell the story, you know, of the beginning until now, and bringing people that were really instrumental, you know, in the start of my career as guests.
Yes, well, it really does give a great overview, and it's such a wonderful variety of music. And you mentioned Toquinho, guitarist and vocalist. You worked with him when you were, what, 17 years
17
old?
17 years old. That's when we started.
With a man who is truly a legend as well, Vinicius de Moraes. Well, I never knew that you had worked with him.
Oh, Vinicius de Moraes was the greatest poet Brazil ever had, and he was a diplomat, and he was a person who had the mind that I cannot even begin to tell you what it was like for me at age 17 to be 3 years on the road, consecutive years. We would play theaters, let's say the New York City Town Hall. Let's say we would stay for 1 month playing there. And then we would go to another city, Rio de Janeiro, and stay for 1 month on the equivalent kind of theater like this. And then we would do that in every major city of South America. So I had so much time that I spent with them. And it was you know, something that really gave me an idea, you know, of life, a perspective that is something that I carry with me until today. But also, musically speaking, when I write lyrics, when I write words, you know, my inspiration comes from Vinicius de Moraes, who wrote the most beautiful lyrics that you can imagine. I mean, he co-wrote all of the great Antonio Carlos Jobim songs.
Yeah, Agus de Beber and A Felicidade, right?
Oh, yes, and Ipanema, and Chega de Saudade,
yes.
No More Blues. I mean, you can, hundreds of them. But also the opportunity that I had of living the samba, because samba is different than bossa nova, and samba traditionally is not played by piano. But I became like the musical director for that band, and I was sharing with Toquinho and Vinicius, who were writing sambas together. They were celebrating 10 years of their partnership. And there were so many rhythmical things that I start sharing that with the guitar, and at that age developed a way already that continued developing, of course, throughout the years of playing samba on a piano, which is something that wasn't done that way and still is not. So it's something very, something of my own, you know, that came through, you know, through that experience.
Mm-hmm. And samba isn't just one rhythm. I mean, there are many different
samba
rhythms.
Oh, it's a lot of it's one rhythm, but it's a lot of different syncopations.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of different syncopations mm-hmm. to it.
You and know. I guess that's why you really wanted to go to Brazil to record this
yes.
album, so that you could have that authentic
absolutely,
sound.
Absolutely. Because when, you know, of course, I record with so many wonderful musicians, fantastic jazz musicians, but they go as much as bossa nova. But when it comes to samba, we really need to be in Brazil and with the musicians who were really exposed to the samba, you know, to the authenticity of the rhythm. Traditionally, the samba was, you know, the first samba when it was written was all percussion. So all percussion instruments, you know, originated in Bahia, in the northeast of Brazil, then went to Rio de Janeiro with the roots in Africa. So it's a very particular way of playing. And when I play the piano, and people should be coming to this concert so they can hear that too. But it's, you know, it's like I'm doing everything that the percussionists would be doing rhythmically
right.
speaking.
Well, the piano really is a percussion instrument.
It is. I look at it as both, as a percussion instrument and a string mm-hmm. instrument.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is.
And you mentioned, again, Vinicius de Moraes being a great poet and lyricist, a diplomat. He was an extraordinary man.
Oh.
I mean, he was a journalist as well, an author.
Yes, an author, beautiful books. And he was, I mean, as I say, a brilliant mind and a very, very kind and beautiful romantic heart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Toquinho joins you on your album Dance of Time on a few of the songs, including one that he originally wrote titled for you, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, he did. You know, I actually reminded him. He didn't remember at first that he was writing a song called Eliane.
Mm-hmm.
And I played the beginning of it, and he went, oh, I love it. And he went home and wrote the lyrics, finished the lyrics, and we finished the song together and recorded it. And it was really a poignant moment, you know, it was something very special.
Yes. And also with your teacher, when you were just a kid, because you were really a child prodigy. I mean, Eliane, you got to say, I mean, you were performing at a very, very young age as a teenager, and you started actually teaching when you were 15 years old.
Yes, I completed the whole program, became a teacher, and actually led, you know, that piano department for years.
And where was this? This was
that's
at the
in
school?
São Paulo, a
yes.
school called Clã Centro Livre de Aprendizagem Musical, which is the best school of music we have in Brazil. And it was directed by the Zimbo Trio and the pianist Hamilton Godoy, who became my mentor at age 13 and who was so instrumental in bringing, you know, all great information to me and really helping me to develop the language that I wanted to,
mm-hmm.
you know.
And you invited him to perform with you on this recording. What was his reaction when you asked him to do it?
Oh, it was so beautiful. It was so emotional for both of us. It was just, you know, beyond words. It was very, very beautiful.
Yes. Well, I know it will be a very beautiful and, I think, emotional concert tonight and tomorrow night at the Rose Theater
yes.
at Jazz at Lincoln Center. It's Eliane Elias from Bill Evans to Brazil, and we've got more from Eliane as well as bassist Mark Johnson coming up later on today. You're listening to Midday Jazz on WBGO.
Thank you.
play so beautifully and choose such beautiful songs. That's a great tune, Cy Coleman composition. I love my wife.
Yes,
I
well,
remember
thank
Sinatra
you.
Sang that song
yes,
as well.
Yes, he did. He did. It's
version.
A beautiful song.
It really is.
Yeah.
And that's another one of the songs that you included on your album, Something for You. Eliani Elias sings and plays Bill Evans, and you're going to be playing Bill Evans. I don't believe not singing. On
not on the Bill Evans portion.
Not on the Bill Evans
but
portion.
But the Brazilian portion yes. is all with vocals. Yes.
Yes, yes. So that's a concert that's happening tonight and tomorrow night in the Rose Theater at Jazz at Lincoln Center. Eliani Elias, our guest today on WBGO, along with her husband, bassist Mark Johnson. And as many of you know, Mark Johnson worked with Bill Evans. And again, you know, going back to how extraordinary life is sometimes. I mean, can you ever imagine when you were a young person that you'd be married to Mark Johnson, who worked with one of your musical idols?
I never imagined that. Did you imagine that, Mark? You
never.
Have a wife who's...
Well, and I couldn't have imagined that I'd meet up with a pianist who had such close affinity with Bill and with the music that really spoke mostly to me, you know, and it's just incredible, yeah, how life is.
Yes, yes. So it brought you together, and so you can recreate some of the memories that you have, but really establish new ones, because you have the influence of Bill Evans, but you're definitely yourself, always yourself as an artist, as a musician. So it's a great thing. Eliani Elias and Mark Johnson, our guests today on Midday Jazz, and we've been talking about the concert that you're going to give tonight and tomorrow night at the Rose Theater, and also about your latest album, Dance of Time, and you will be playing, as you said, some Brazilian music
yes.
in the concert as well, always,
yes.
always some Brazilian music. And you have on this album, as if you heard our concert, our conversation before, some of the musicians who were instrumental in the early part of your career. But I love the work that you've also done with Mark Kibble of Take Six on this recording. When I first heard Copacabana, I was just like blown away. It's unbelievable. So how did the two of you get together?
You know, it's such a beautiful story because, and I'm glad you asked this, because in the early 80s, I was listening to Take Six. And I really enjoyed what they were doing. But back in Brazil, I used to listen to the Singers Unlimited. And even when I did my very first recording, which was with Randy Brecker, an album called Amanda, it was named after my daughter, I did some vocal parts, you know, vocal four-part vocal harmony things. I always liked that. And I did also on another following album. And Take Six was so beautiful, and I loved what they did. And Mark Kibble is the brains there, as they say it. You know, I'm quoting them, and he's the main arranger for Take Six. What I didn't know is that they were listening to me and the things that I was doing. So as a result of what I did, they were listening to those things, and then I would hear what they did. So it was like mutual admiration. And we couldn't wait to meet each other. Once we met, I met with them in person. It was like, okay, we have to do something together. So we first did something together on the CD Made in Brazil, which did win a Grammy for Best Latin Jazz Album and got many awards. And it's really a beautiful work that we shared with them, but also with Mark Kibble, who is able to do all of those vocals himself too, which is an incredible talent that he has. And when I went to do Dance of Time and included all the people that were important, it was important to have the idea of the vocal harmonies. The vocal harmonies were part of what I always loved. And although Mark Kibble was a new, and Take Six was a new introduction to my recording career, they've been part of my influences and the music that I like and the R&B and all of that. So having Mark just felt so natural. And he brings something so fantastic to the music. And I absolutely love his work. And I'm so glad that we have the chance to be doing these things together.
Yeah. How did you go about choosing the material that he was going to work on?
You know, I just feel it. You know, mm-hmm. as I'm writing, you know, this happened on the other record too. As I'm an arranging, I can already hear it. Okay, this would be the good one for him, mm-hmm. or for Take Six, or for someone, whatever I feel. You know, as I'm arranging, I hear it.
Well, that vocal tradition, that vocal harmony and many voices together, that's really part of a Brazilian tradition, right? I mean, there's a lot of vocal groups
in Brazil.
Yes,
there are Quarteto em Si, and they have the Three Morais. I mean, they do have that tradition there, too. Which many people don't know. They're not quite as how do I put this, in terms of, you know, the intonation was looser mm-hmm. there, you know, while, you know, when you hear the quality of the vocals of Singers Unlimited, even the high lows, you know, there was a different way of singing, mm-hmm. you know, but it exists in Brazil even now.
And also on this album, you invited João Bosco to join you. Do you have a history with him as well?
Well, my history with João Bosco is mostly from the influence that I have had of his MPB Música Popular Brasileira and our friendship of many years, and the influence of hearing the way he approached, which was a very particular way, energetic, and the sambas and his way of composing that I felt for this recording that we're touching into the samba territory, because this recording has more sambas than I ever recorded in a particular album before. I felt it was important to have him, mm-hmm. and I'm glad he's there.
Yes, yes. Well, everybody, every album that you do, I'm always very impressed, because you really have a concept with each album, and every album is very, very well crafted, you know, in terms of the performances and the material that you choose and the arrangements and how you put it all together, the sequencing of the songs. I mean, it seems like something that you really take a lot of care in doing for each recording.
I do. I really do care about it, and it's done with much care, much attention, you know, to the arranging and the way the music is presented and the way it's polished until it gets delivered to you, mm-hmm. to all the fans and the listeners, yes.
Well, as you mentioned, your previous album, Made in Brazil, did win a Grammy Award. You've been nominated at least 9 times for Grammys, and I'm sure you have many more wins
yes.
in your future.
I hope so. Dance of Time has been nominated for 2 categories so far. By the Latin Grammys. Mm-hmm, so we'll see what happens.
Yes. We have Eliane Elias as our guest today on Midday Jazz, along with bassist Mark Johnson, her husband, and we'll be hearing more from them later on in the program. I'm Rhonda Hamilton, and you're listening to Midday Jazz on WBGO.
Thank you.
That's Ileana Elias at the piano, our guest today on Midday Jazz, along with bassist Mark Johnson. And it's been such a treat having both of you with us today on Midday Jazz. And I know you've been enjoying the music you've been hearing, folks, and you can hear more of it tonight and tomorrow night at Jazz at Lincoln Center in the Rose Theater, as Eliani presents a concert call from Bill Evans to Brazil. And that was one of your original compositions we just heard?
Yes, that's called B is for Butterfly.
Right, and I can just imagine butterflies flying around in a circle listening to that song. Well, the concert tonight, Mark will be with you along with Joe LaBarbera, who worked with Mark in Bill Evans's last trio. And during the Brazilian portion of the show, you have two other musicians who will be joining you, right?
Fantastic musicians. We have Rubens de la Corte. He's a Brazilian guitarist who works with me for the last 13 years when I do Brazilian projects. And the one and only Rafael Barata, who's one of the great Brazilian drummers, an incredible samba drummer, and it's a fantastic group.
Yeah. Well, you grew up in Sao Paulo, and your mom was a classical pianist,
yes,
is that right?
Yes, and a huge jazz fan, yes.
Well, that's an interesting combination. Was she your first teacher?
No, she didn't teach me. She used to play at home and also play a lot of jazz at home. And when I was 7 years old, she took me to a teacher just to learn, you know, what children learn and everything. And in about 2 months, I went over everything that children were doing for 2 or 3 years. I actually surpassed that and it started becoming really clear my affinity and my, you know, my inclinations to the music. Mm-hmm. It was pretty clear.
Yeah, your mom must have been very proud of you.
Oh, my. Yeah, she still is. You know, she's such a supporter of my music and such a sensibility, and I owe her so much, you know, for having like looked for the best musical education for me and always bringing the records and everything that influenced me so much. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I look on this album, Dance of Time, you have some pictures of you when you were a little girl, just the cutest little one, and obviously very fashion conscious at that young age, and your little outfits and your jewelry is just some wonderful pictures of you. But now you have your own daughter, as you mentioned earlier, Amanda.
Oh, my beautiful daughter. Yes, Amanda, she's an incredible person. She's beautiful inside and outside. And she just got married.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, a couple of weeks ago. And we are very happy celebrating that. She has a wonderful husband. And she's so musical. It's just out of this world.
Right. Know? So she still has the interest in music as well.
She does. It's a family tradition. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. She definitely does.
Mm-hmm. And this is your daughter with trumpeter Randy Brecker.
That's right.
Your ex-husband. And you still maintain a musical relationship
with
Randy.
A real friendship. I mean, we are best friends, and we're always together and getting together, the four of us. He has a wife who's a saxophonist, Ada Rovati, who's a wonderful musician too. And we get together all the time. We have homes on the same street and a few houses down from each other. It's really nice. And they have a beautiful little girl that I adore called Stella.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, it's great that you have that kind of relationship.
Yes.
And it's just all about love, just like music is.
It really is. Yes. It really is.
Well, we have loved having you and Mark as our guests today on Midday Jazz. And just reminding folks, it's going to be more beautiful music tonight and tomorrow night at the Rose Theater at Jazz at Lincoln Center. So I know it's going to be a great show. Thank both of you for coming.
Well, I want to thank you. It's such a pleasure to speak with you. And it's something like beyond my expectations, how much you know and the way you conduct our conversation and the points that you touch and the emotion that you bring. Besides your knowledge, you bring so much emotion to it. I really, really enjoyed this. Thank you so much.
Well, I appreciate that. And you're going to leave us with another song, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
All right.